Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
So they basically tell these thruples, hey, this is going to be your last day together. You guys are going to be separated before your last stay or go ceremony. So get in your goodbyes. And there was so much kissing.
I was like, not everybody's just laid up making out in their thruple. What is happening?
So much kissing. And if you're not a fan of hearing kissing, that was a tough episode for you. Like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment.
Chaotic vibe moment.
And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us. Hello, you are watching and or listening to Black Bi Reality, a place for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. This is kind of a bittersweet episode because it's the finale of Couple to Thruple. Once again, I am here with my co-host for this series, Quita. Quita, can you believe that we're already here?
I can't. And it's so funny because, like, in the beginning I was like, I was kind of like, oh, but now at the end, I'm like, oh,
no, we went on a journey with
we
these
did. Oh, we did.
Oh, my God. And these are our two stewards of all of that is coupled with Ruple. I loved them, but we also get a different side of Scott when it comes to those final decisions. He was not happy. Yeah. With people wanting to talk before this decision.
Right. He's like, first of all, this is not the format. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So very, very interesting. We do this usually by couple, but I will say that we learn how this all wraps up. Mm-hmm. So they basically tell these thruples, hey, this is going to be your last day together. You guys are going to be separated before your last stay or go ceremony. So get in your goodbyes. And there was so much kissing.
I was like, not everybody's just laid up making out in their thruple. What is happening?
So much kissing. And if you're not a fan of hearing kissing, That was a tough episode for you.
Exactly. There was, yeah, a lot of three-way kissing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which, okay, is that really a thing? Like, there's some poly people who've been commenting on our videos. Poly people, please put it down below. Is three-way kissing actually a thing? Or is it a mating thing that they made for the show?
Or, yeah, I feel like, yeah, but also I've never been in a thruple or, like, yeah, a relationship where there's, like, more than two people. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm like, is that a thing?
Yeah, I don't know. They now kind of balance it out between that thruple kiss and then just taking turns.
Yeah, it's like
And for anyone who thinks polyamory is not work, kissing in itself is work.
That is what I am saying. Non-monogamy, polyamory, it's a lot more work. I think people think it'll be more fun, but I'm like, no, the things that you hate doing in a relationship, like communicating, being present, like listening to your partner's needs, mm-hmm. you're just doing that multiple times. Just like however many partners you have, you're just doing more and more and more of that.
Exactly. So our first couple, we can't go with them yet. There's so much. Okay, we'll go with the ones who started it all, honestly. Our married couple, Lauren and Dylan. Last time we saw them, they picked Jess. They've been picking Jess. Jess fits into their lifestyle perfectly, being a fitness girly, but she also has done this before and has been hurt on the physical side. So where these two were kicking things off, like, we're ready to try things out with everyone in the bedroom. Right. Just is like, slow down. That means commitment.
Yeah. I was not a big fan of these two at the beginning because it definitely felt like they were on that threesome type vibe. But it's been nice to watch them with Jess because Jess is like kind of clocking that too, I think, and being clear about where she's at. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be physical with you if I'm not ready to. We're going to have to take this slow. And so I think she's actually a good third for them because it helps push them out of their pattern around just like hooking up, having sex, or being intimate in that way with another person outside of their marriage, and like actually what does it mean to like build intimacy besides physicality with somebody else.
I agree. And like, I wonder if something that they were doing at the beginning was that, because they say later, they were like, oh, we didn't think we were going to go into this actually looking for someone who's compatible with our lifestyle or interests. That's not what we were here for. And I'm like, I really do wonder if they were like, okay, we're gonna like go into this looking for someone fun that typically leads to sex, and then it's like, oh shit, like we need to take these third people seriously, and Jess is such a good fit for them, just relationship and lifestyle wise. And then they're like, we're going to take you seriously. Like, single people do that too, of just like, I'm going to hook up with anyone, but it's like, no, I'll wait for you because mm-hmm. I'm taking it seriously.
Right. When someone like sets their standard of how mm-hmm. they're going to be in relationship, and they're like, okay, well, but I was coming into this thinking one thing, but you're helping me think a different way.
Exactly. So Lauren said she didn't want to leave in her interview, and I was like, I believe her. I think Dylan and Lauren are meant to live in like a swinger commune or a poly commune, mm-hmm. maybe even the Olympic Village. They can get in there. They would be so happy.
Right. So happy. They loved this like little poly commune. And that's my thing, is like they seem to me like they'd be perfect for a swingers community, like a little gated community where we like hook up, connect, have parties, have fun, live our life.
Absolutely. They would thrive there. And Dylan, he said he was kind of like, oh, maybe Jess will say no, just because they are a married couple, and that's kind of like a lot for a third person to take on. But you know, I love this dress. I love this dress that Jess picked. Mm-hmm. She looked gorge. The hair was gorge. Everything great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved Lauren's outfit too. That orange. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah, I agree. Now, we learn that the final ceremony, there's like a circle as we see back there, and these couples are supposed to see if they'll come to the middle mm-hmm. to choose to be with each other or stay separate. Jess immediately is like, I need to talk. And Scott is just like, what are we talking about?
Right. Like, what do you mean you need to talk? You need to talk right now?
She's like, absolutely.
Yes, that's exactly. And I'm like, oh, she really caught them off guard, because you see production. Like, you see, I'm like, she really was like, hold up, I need a second.
Yes. When they started walking away, I was like, is this a goddamn golf course?
Exactly. Like, where are we?
There's just like random low fencing, and like, yeah, there's so many regular crew members just right. about. And I'm like, now I'm forced to think about these crew members and what they've been thinking the whole time.
Exactly. It's like, you know, it's like the product that we see, it's like, we get lost in the magic of it's only these people, and then you zoom out and it's like a whole crew of dudes just like standing with like cameras, boom mics.
Try to make sure to get those sound.
Right.
Love you guys over in that union. But yeah, she was like, I need to make triple sure that you guys are gonna be okay with me going at my pace. And they were like, Yeah. Totally. So they stepped in the middle, and yeah, it was happy walking away, dancing was had.
Right.
Are you surprised?
No.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
No.
Me neither.
They've been like our steady thruple since they picked Jess. It's like literally the physicality piece has only been the drama amongst mm-hmm. them as a thruple. Mm-hmm. So it's not surprising at all.
No. In the end, now this was surprising that we got after credit updates. I was like, this, first of all, it's feeling like the 90s again.
I loved it. It also reminds me of Real Housewives. At the end of each season, they do the little update.
I actually haven't watched Housewives in a minute, but yeah, that makes sense because it's Peacock and all that. So we learned that Thruple didn't make it.
They didn't.
It was 2 months. And mostly it's distance. Jess lives in Texas, and they're in Arizona. Actually, not that far, but it's pretty far.
And also depending on where in Texas.
Yeah.
Texas is huge.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I'm kind of sad, but I don't know. Yeah. Everyone will be fine.
They will. And I think also that piece about them being a married couple also, I'm sure, played a role in that, you know, because it's like they're together, but then she's not there, right? So it's like you have to do a lot of work to nurture that relationship across space and time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a lot.
It is a lot. Oof. All right, the next ones, I mean, where should we go with the ones who went up next? Your face.
Also, when Ash and Maximo walked out, all I could think about was Ramon calling them vampires.
I know! I loved it. I was like... I feel like they were how they were thrown in. They were like supposed to throw a wrench into everything,
right.
And I think they kind of leaned into it a little bit. And so them just being in all black and fishnets, I'm like, I love it. Let's have the queer goths come in.
Exactly.
And have their last hurrah. But first, they were with Jess in the resort, and they're told they have to go their separate ways. So, okay, I really tried to pay attention to this to figure out where they were. They said that their relationship has been growing with Jess, and so it was really special to introduce her to their friends and family. This is at breakfast. Ramon and Ashmal, they're almost rolling their eyes at every single thing that they're saying.
Yeah, and Becca's also kind of making a little bit of a face, like, they are. I'm like, Ramon, Ashma, why do y'all hate them so bad? They wanted to choose Jonathan one time.
yeah.
Calm down.
Calm down. Everyone needs to calm down. But there also needs to be drama, so I'm not hating it. Becca tells Max and Ash that she has the same mindset of taking everything a day at a time. Maximo said that they feel calmness in this throuple. Becca talks about putting effort in with each other. So I think the effort part,
mm-hmm.
is the part, and it comes back around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they all go their separate ways, kissing, kissing, kissing. So here's the thing. They have a dinner. The couples, the original couples, have a dinner. And we're asking questions. I'm sure the producers have these questions and are forcing people to ask them.
Right.
But this was like, it still felt so manufactured. Because it's like, yeah, what? We never did this before, asking each other questions. Now all of a sudden, we need to.
Right. It's like all of the other breakfasts that they've had, or like meals that they've had together, the conversation has been a bit more organic, or it mm-hmm. seems like they're just talking about what they want to talk about. Mm-hmm. But this felt so forced. I'm mm-hmm. like, two of these couples don't even like each other, so they wouldn't yeah. even be processing with each other like this.
Nah.
We're up to them.
Nah. So, Ramon, he asked the couples, you know, if they're looking forward to exploring the physical connection with our third, because he's like, we've been doing that the whole entire time. And Ash is like, well, that felt very pointed in the interview. Maximo is like, they're just so messy. So how do you think Maximo handled this answer in person?
I mean, I felt like, I mean, at first when Ash said it felt pointed, I was like, did it? But then I was just like, okay, maybe it was pointed. It was being like, we've been physical with Jonathan and y'all have it. But I'm like, actually, none of the other couples have been that as physical
mm-hmm.
as Ramon and Ashmal have been with Jonathan. So I'm just mm-hmm. like, Ash and Max are not the only couple. They're just making out with their third. Literally all the other couples haven't gone past kissing to what we know. Because I'm like, what? I don't know what happened with Sean and Brittany.
I remember a tent. I remember that they pitched a tent.
Right. You know, there was a tent. I don't know what happened in said tent, but, you know. I think, honestly, I know Max, like, it's like, Max is like, if they want to show, I'll give it to them. But I'm just like, they're not worth that much energy.
And I don't think Max really gave much. So they said it's no secret that they want to rip each other's clothes off. And it's like, that's Ashville actually had the bigger reactions mm-hmm. out of the two. Like, he looked horrified. What Maximo said. You would think that Maximo said, well, obviously, we all want to punch each other in the face. Ashmal was like, oh,
right.
What do you mean you guys want to rip each other's clothes off?
Right. And I'm like, but obviously, I don't believe that to be true. I think maybe Ash and Becca want to rip each other's clothes off, but I don't think it's a three-way type of feeling, you know?
Absolutely facilitating.
Exactly. So I'm just like, I don't know if that's accurate, but sure. Mm-hmm. And I think I was a bit shocked at how much Ashmal like spoke in this
mm-hmm.
piece. Like, okay.
Ashmal, something about him, he after he got Jonathan and admitted he had feelings for Jonathan, now he's if not as messy as Ramon more. He's banging over this place. For no reason. Okay, so Maximo says the longer that they wait, the better it will be. Which is like, maybe not.
Maybe, sure, whatever.
Wishful thinking.
Right.
So Maximo said Ashmal's words got to them the next day, because Ashmal's like, well, that's not what Becca said.
Yeah, that part. I mean, I did like the way that Maximo handled that conversation of like, well, we had a discussion, we had a conversation. Because honestly, I think, you know, Ashmal was trying to be messy in that moment. And it's like, just because you and your throuple have a hard time having dialogue with each other doesn't mean that's the dynamic with all of the throuples.
Yeah.
But I think I'm kind of glad that Ashmal said it, because I think it started to plant a seed, because Ash and Maximo weren't aware of how Becca was speaking about them to the other, like the thruples, you know, they weren't there when she was talking. So they just literally didn't know. And she was saying one thing to them and completely different thing to the other folks.
Well, was it completely different? It's my question, because like Ashmal says, she felt like a third and like just an option. And we get a flashback to her, them being in the shower, her being outside and being like, I feel like an option. And Maximo being like, well, I can't do anything about that because you are. And it's just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Maybe it's not what she said wasn't different. I think the energy that she had with the other thruples versus the energy that she would bring to Ash and Maximo was very different.
Yes.
So it's like, of course the other thruples would think like they aren't making it because of the energy that she's engaging with them on. And then when she talks to Ash and Maximo, she'd be on her like, you know, vulnerability tip and like communication tip. So they just think, you know, this is another thing we have to discuss. And like, she's not that have that energy, it seems.
Yes. So we're at the final ceremony. Basically, Maximo and Ash are like, look, we're going to see. Maximo very specifically says, we're going to see which Becca we get. So now we're kind of saying someone's a little two-faced here. Becca shows up, beautiful corseted gown. Love it. Scott, he stay having all of them go over the good and the bad of their thruple. Which is interesting. But yeah, Maximo said Becca didn't seem invested in their thruple after Jonathan swapped, which is like, can you really blame her?
Right. It's like, obviously she felt like an option. Like, I think it's like, for me, I'm like, oh, this is when it comes down to like, you start to realize how little time Ash and Maximo had in the house compared to all of the other couples. Because everybody else went through their issues earlier on, you know, because it's like Dylan and Lauren, they're on their third single.
Yep.
And their second single, Mia, had feelings, you know, so it's just like, they had longer to work through these things versus like Ash and Maximo were thrown in towards the tail end. And then like, they didn't have, it seems like, as many options of people that they were connecting with as much. So like, that's
Marian wanted to kiss someone else. And then there was like a whole day of them not talking. And then it really is. It's like the time crunch really hurt them in a way. Yeah. So Becca voices that her fear is being second best and being lied to. So I think she's being a little shady of like, I still think that you guys were being deceptive by not telling me that you were considering Jonathan.
Yeah.
So time to step forward. No one's stepping forward.
It's like, they're like, you do it first. No, you do it first. No, you.
God, when I had my interview with Max and Ash, which is still on the works, guys, I called it like a standoff. Like the cowboys in there, they had their guns at their holsters. They're just eyeing, like, and no one does it. And it's like, oh my God. And Maximo is always the first, I think, to say something. And
I need to know their sign.
Oh, I think I know. I think I know this. Yeah, it definitely came up, but I forgot. Keep on the lookout for that. But yeah, they said they were almost fooled because she made it seem like she was going to step forward. And Becca's like, I could say the same, that you guys almost fooled me. But it didn't make sense for her to step forward after just one day of things being good.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, true.
Yeah. I wish she would have been more honest with her frustrations with them, because I think the way she was communicating the thing, she was being honest, but I don't think she was really naming how frustrated or disconnected she was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just kind of seemed like she's like, I'm in it. And she's like, I'm not really in this at all.
Yeah. I think in another world, I don't know, would they ever have brought Junior back?
Hmm.
I wonder.
Well, they should have picked Lena. So
look, Lena. Well, we're still thinking about you, Lena. Don't think you did not make an impression.
You did.
For sure. Is there anything else we shall say about these two?
What was it? What was their update afterwards?
Oh, yeah. The update is that they're just still out.
Yeah, on the New York scene looking for their third. And Becca is living her life refusing to be a second or a third. I was like, y'all messy for that parentheses or third in there, but true.
So I wonder, and this is just probably super looking into it, do we think that means she might be more into monogamy, or like she still is open to polyamory, but you have to want her?
I mean, in her outgoing speech, it sounded like she's like, she really does like polyamory, but I think it is a thing of like, she has to be clear that like, these people actually want her. Cause I think that was a certain piece, is like at a certain point. And I'm like, I think the reality was Ash wanted Becca. Mm-hmm. I don't think Maximo was into it, you know? So it's just like, I think they were kind of being honest, but not being straight up. And I think maybe Jonathan was more Maximo's type and Becca is more Ash's type. And so them finding a third, it's like, whose type do you go for?
Right.
Yeah.
Another genderqueer person.
Right. Exactly. So another genderqueer person. Because I think that's that hard part about dating a couple. Like this show, you know, dating a couple, it's really hard.
It is.
It's not.
All right. Moving on to Brittany, Sean, and Darian. All right. So we started with Brittany coming out as bisexual to the rest of the cast at breakfast.
Yeah.
And she said it was great having support, have a recording of some of the things that Brittany said, because it was just so touching.
I'm gonna cry. It's alright. Take your time. I feel like we're like programmed to be a certain way. And like, even though I've always identified as straight, I would always like talk to girls. Like on the side, but it was always secret. Coming here really opened up my eyes to like,
be more accepting of myself. Be quieter. Not terrible. Nobody
thinks. Yeah. All the support.
It's
really
been awesome.
Yeah. So
nice. She came out.
She did. Oh, I loved that moment so much. Mm-hmm. And just her being honest and vulnerable about how hard it is like a Black queer person coming into your identity and like how there's so much pressure from society. Oh, I just love that moment so much.
I loved it too. I loved it too. I loved also Sean's support.
Ally of the year, truly.
After this, Sean, Darian, and Brittany are hanging out by the pool. I love that it's such a big pool and they're just so close. They're almost on top of each other at the very corner of the pool.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So Sean tells Darian if she starts showing up seriously, then they're going to take her seriously, which I think was interesting. Like, we left off with them saying that they're just going to be dating her. I do think we're getting a sense from the show's really pressuring them for commitment. I mean, the freaking title's commitment. I don't like that.
No. And I think a lot of the singles don't like that. I think a lot of the singles are just like, I'm down to keep doing this, but like in a way that's not pressured or like commitment in a way that feels like, yeah, like you're stuck to the, I think a lot of the other singles truly want to do like polyamory and like I date you, but I also date other people too. Yeah. Whereas like the setup of the show is like, yes, polyamory because there's three people, but like it's like this is a committed trio.
Yeah, yeah. It's like monogamy plus one.
Right.
They're yeah. like no switch ups to anything else. Do you want kids? Do you want to get married one day? Monogamy plus one.
Right.
What? How does that work? Yeah, and basically Darian said that it's a huge commitment, and her toxic trait is that she gets bored easily. And then she admits that she's afraid of commitment. Something that was very interesting is that she also says that she's not even sure. She wonders if her polyamory is coming from a place of, I get bored easily, and I actually don't want commitment. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
I mean, I think that's like a valid exploration of mm-hmm. your identity. If in this time you don't want to be in a committed relationship for whatever reason, mm-hmm. then, and you want to date multiple people and the people that you're dating are cool with it, sure, why not? You know?
It doesn't have to be toxic. I thought it was interesting that she said my toxic trait is boring.
Right. I'm like, I don't think that's a toxic trait. I mean, I think it's just a part of who you are. You know, it's like mm-hmm. if you're not trying to live this very like set in stone, this is my routine every day, I'm very settled
yeah.
type life, then like that's just not the type of life that you're wanting to live. There is no yeah. like value judgment on that.
Yeah, I think as long as you're not mistreating people and discarding them, kind of like what we were worried about at the beginning of this whole season, then you're pretty good. And she seems pretty good. She communicates and everything of what she wants if she has a wandering eye. So, yeah, very interesting. Brittany, I thought this was huge because Brittany, in an interview with Sean, says that she's looking for love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Brittany was such a lover girl. She's trying to get wiped up.
Right. Up under that Aquarian exterior is a lover girl. You're like, I'm going to fall in love. Okay. I'm like, period.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, she wonders, okay, Brittany said that she used to not make it past months. I think she said 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the past, but then, you know, she finally met someone and was able to make it last. Sean said, commitment is just showing up as the person you said you were going to be. Not these two talking Darian through her relationship stuff. What is going on?
What a 180 from the top of this season. Just like, wow.
I'm thrown for loose.
Truly. What happening here?
They're like so serious. Like, and before they accused Sanu of being so serious, this is supposed to be fun, and now these two are talking about commitment. They're talking about I want love, and Darian's like, I want to kiss other girls,
period. Period. Oh, that just reminded me of the first couple, even though we've gone past them, but when Jess says, I now have my first girlfriend.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And I thought of that too. I was like, so her polyamorous situation before were either with men or just like not women.
Well, she was saying like she dated a couple before.
Exactly.
So maybe, yeah, they were non-women, or maybe they never got to the point of being that serious. Either that, maybe they weren't women, or they never got serious enough to.
I don't know. In my mind, I wanted to be two men.
I mean, she was one of the people who came up to Rahman and Ashmal, right? Mm-hmm. At the beginning? Mm-hmm. So maybe.
I think so. So very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
But yeah. But yeah. Back to them. It was, yeah. just, I was just like, wow. Like, mm-hmm. not they're trying to support her in her fear of commitment. I did, was a little like, Darren, why hasn't this come up before? Like, we've made it this far.
Look.
We're literally on the last day, and you're like, mm-hmm. I just want to let y'all know I have a fear of commitment. Girl!
I feel like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's something that she said, because I think maybe she says it at the final ceremony, that she was like, oh, I'm so happy I could help you guys. Like, so maybe she was like, in a way, kind of like Sanu, of like, I'm coming mm-hmm. in, guiding you guys along. But then maybe she also was like, and then maybe our time will naturally come to a close. And they're like, commitment.
Right.
We actually like this and we want commitment.
Right. And she's like, oh, I didn't think we would get there.
Like, not y'all sprung.
Right.
So, yeah, at dinner, Brittany reveals that she learned to trust herself to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
She took a lot of time to, like, process things. And I think with the Darian thing, they were deferring to Darian, where Darian was kind of deferring to them. Like, no one wanted to make the call on that.
Right.
But, yeah, that's such an important lesson to learn, to, like, listen to yourself and trust yourself.
Right. Exactly. And not be afraid to be honest
mm-hmm.
in the relationship about where you're at, right? Because it's like, if y'all are just in different places, that's cool. Like, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with either of you. You know, you just might not be compatible at this time.
Yeah. Fair. Sean says that he looked at Lauren and Dylan as examples since they're the married couple. Then he started holding Brittany's hand, being more attentive. Yo, you know what Dylan's response to this is? I love that, bro.
He did. I was like, oh, God.
You know what? I'm growing to appreciate the broness. I'm kind of appreciating it. I love that, bro.
I just love how Sean is just, like, cool with everybody.
He is. He like, can be anywhere at any time.
Literally going to comfort Rahman and being like, I get it, but you just gotta not give a fuck. Talking to Maximo about their gender identity and expression and how they express femininity and masculinity. Broing out with Dylan. Like, I'm just like.
You can do it all. So wild. Oh my God. So Sean mentions Darian's fear of commitment. So they know that that's at the forefront of her mind. So kind of scary.
Yeah.
And then Brittany said she felt like maybe she wasn't like good enough or pretty enough when Darian was interested in kissing Ash.
I was like, you are gorgeous.
Yeah.
This is literally a queer being like, I'm not making out with y'all. Yeah. And I think she's pretty too, and I want to make out with her. Like, this is not, it's no like comparison.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the natural feeling. I mean, that comes up regardless of if you're in a monogamous or a polyamorous relationship, but definitely in polyamory, jealousy or insecurities can easily mm-hmm. come up.
Mm-hmm. We get such a mushy, gooey side of Brittany in this episode. I'm so sad that she's gonna not be on my computer screen.
I'm really happy she allowed herself to be this part of herself, and I wonder if coming out allowed her to be a bit more open with like these ooey gooey parts of herself that feel like scary to show to other people. But I love that Scott named like how beautiful it is to have such a soft place to land with like a bunch of other queers, you know, and like where all, everybody has a third, like, you know, like, it's like a beautiful place to just name who you are with folks who you know won't judge you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In the end, they come to this circle. Scott is standing there telling them to go through all of their memories and they have to step forward. I was so mad how they edited this, yo. I was like, Darian, because they had her do the rock back.
They did.
Multiple times. I was like, Darian, what are you doing?
Are you going to walk, yes or no?
Yes or no. And they step forward and she asked one more thing because she said that she didn't feel seen mm-hmm. by them and she wanted them to understand her openness and this is what she said. Darian said her concern is that they don't see her or accept her for who she is after their reaction to her transparency. Mm-hmm. So Sean talks and he says, we do see you, and that they are going into it with understanding and openness and hopefully room for her to grow as well. Darian thanks them for the words, which I'm like, oof, just words. And Brittany looked a little hurt, so I'm like, what is going on? But then she steps forward and they kiss. I hated how they messed with my emotions for this.
I think I just wished they would have been more upfront with each other of like, do we want this to be a closed thruple mm-hmm. or is it okay for Darian to be living her own romantic life outside of this mm-hmm. thruple? Because I think that is like the issue. I think yeah. Darian is like, once we get committed, that means we're in a closed thruple, and that's mm-hmm. not what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like they had to have like a little bit of a whisper network of like, let's just leave here together, but we're going to keep it open because like this show.
Right.
This show is pushing us to the edge.
Right.
Oh my goodness. We learn after the credits that they dated in LA but broke up because of career commitments. Sean proposed to Brittany. But Darian won't be at the wedding because they're not in touch.
Yeah. I was curious about what they meant around different career commitments mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah. Well, okay, so Sean is producer. Brittany is like a trainer to celebrities. Darian does different workshops that I saw. So I just took it as like they're just really busy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You know?
Yeah. That's what I assumed, is like they're really busy and maybe like the demands of their careers just have them in different places.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so yeah.
But then I raise an eyebrow at the so called it's amicable.
But they don't
invited speak. To the wedding?
Right. Yeah. But also, as an Aquarian, I'd be having amicable endings to things, and then we just never talk again.
Yeah.
So it's like
yeah,
amicable-ish. You know?
Ish. It is what it is. Our last couple now. Which the show also ended it on them, the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Ashma and Ramon, they wake up and it's Buenos dias, los novios, as always. Ashma and Ramon are quick to throw shade. They're like, first of all, Maximo, Ash, and Becca's relationship, that's not real. So get that out your little head. When it came to breakfast.
I'm just like, mind the business that pays you. Worry about your own toxic dynamics in y'all's couple and throuple and leave these other folks alone.
Yeah. You know? Very interesting. Because it's like, did we even settle on anything? Like, Jonathan is still talking about, I'm jealous. What do you mean you guys go out and just make out with your friends? I'm not for that. Like, they live in different states as well. Like, there was so much more that, like, could have came out of this, but it was just all the conflict with Maximo and Ash. Like, okay.
Literally. Like, I there's so many conversations they need to have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally. But they get separated. They get separated, and that means, and I noticed someone says this, and I was like, that's very interesting. I think it is that Ramon, which of course it was Ramon, Ramon said he's worried about Jonathan because he will have a whole day, and that could put mean Jonathan will get in his head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, a whole day. Like, you're like, oh my God, I can't have sex with him and then therefore have all of those endorphins and hormones, feeling like we're so in love, because outside of the sex, how much of that is like y'all being cool?
Right. And like, in what ways have they built emotional intimacy, like Ramon and Jonathan in particular, throughout this time together? Because Jonathan calls it out and then Ramon feels offended, but I'm like, we also haven't witnessed many moments of them really opening up to each other, especially in the ways that we've seen Ashma and Jonathan open up about their experiences of coming out, how they relate to their family. Because I'm like, okay, I get it. They're both bisexual, but as a gay man, I'm like, I feel like also Ramon should also have like similar-ish or like have experiences of coming out to his family, or what is his relationship like to his family? How have y'all related to each other in a way besides being sexual or physical with each other?
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, it still kind of gives a little bit of a toxic relationship. Ramon claims that at dinner, because everyone's talking about what they're learning from this experience and whatnot, Ramon claims that he learned to stop and step outside of himself, think about what Ashma is feeling. I wish I could see this. When?
Right. And not him being like, Ashma has feelings. Ramon, Ashma has always had feelings.
Oh, he's like, because he plays it off with a joke and stuff. Like, and I don't even think we actually saw Ashma like joke. I think he actually takes conflict pretty seriously.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you know, we're gonna like go about this. We don't need to do the whole silent treatment. We also don't need to be disrespectful. Right. Like, he seems like a cool cucumber, and yet Ramon's just like, he always plays off his feelings. And it's like, he's been in a relationship with him, so he'll know more. It's just, we're not seeing it.
Right. Yeah. And again, it might be that thing of like, because Ashma isn't so emotive in conflict, it seems like, he doesn't have feelings. But I'm like, no, he's communicating what he's feeling, but he's not emoting it. He's not like, I'm angry. You know?
Again, the one time he starts emoting is when Maximo says he wanted to rip off Becca's clothes.
Literally. It's like, this is the time, Ashma, this is when you feel so caught off guard, you have to let the whole table know. What?
He's just like, what is going on? All right, so what else goes down at this dinner? Ramon said that it's a possibility Jonathan won't stay with them. Then goes on to ask if any of the other thruples are genuine. That was the hot question. Hot topic. question, because that's more pointed than, is anyone going to get physical?
Right. That was super pointed, and everybody instantly got uncomfortable.
So, yeah, Ashma reveals that Becca felt like third place. He wants to know what's with the 12-hour turnaround, because y'all were trying to get Jonathan, but now you're singing Becca's praises. And Maximo said they're the most ingenuine thruple, meaning Ramon, Ashma, and Jonathan. If there's the most the most ingenuine, who would you say it is?
I would say it's Maximo and Ash and Becca, because it's clear that Becca and Ash are into each other.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, it's clear that all three of the boys are into each other. Their capacity for a healthy relationship is what is at question. But that's not what we're saying. They're genuinely all into each other. Even if it's just physical.
They are definitely on each other, all of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Massimo refused to answer the same question, though, because they're not messy, and they just wish everyone the best.
Right. I mean, it is a very messy question, because I'm just like, yeah, everyone else's opinions of the thruples here does not matter, like, at all.
No. Yeah, so in the end, we have to go to this circle of truth, of course. Scott is sitting there waiting. Everything is hinging on this. Who's gonna step forward? Of course, Jonathan's like, I have something to ask. I just have something to say. Scott is over it. I don't know how long he's been standing there.
Scott is like, we have a format. You were given instructions. Walk towards the middle if you want to stay. Stay where you are if you want to stop. And all of y'all have been talking about, can we have a little chatty chat? And that's not what we're doing here.
Y'all being chatty Cathy's. Right. No, you didn't talk before.
Right.
Y'all weren't worried about talking in that bedroom.
What were you doing on your last morning together, boys? Huh? Chatting, wasn't it?
No, So Jonathan is like, oh, would you be my boyfriend? And Ashman gives his last Buenos Dias. Is it even the morning?
Right. I'm like, it looks like it's in the middle of the day. The sun is very high in the sky. What are we talking about?
So yeah, they walk away together, and we find out that this thruple continued for 3 months. Is that more or less than you thought?
Honestly, it's more. I didn't think they would last very long, because they also have distance, because Jonathan's in New York, right? And they're in Chicago.
Yeah. Apparently he was flying out.
Right. Because even Ramon said it. Ramon said the thing around, like, you know, we have each other when we go home, but he's going to be by himself. So, yeah, he has more time to think.
So, Ashmal ended the thruple and his relationship with Ramon. Jonathan and Ramon continued, but not for long. Right. Ashmal and Ramon are friends, but are not in touch with Jonathan. The way it kept going, I thought, why aren't we talking to Jonathan no more?
Right. I'm like, now I want to know ST. Why did we stop talking to Jonathan altogether? What happened in the breakup that...
Oh my God. What a mess.
Such a mess.
I'm
not surprised they ended, though. Like, that is... not surprising whatsoever.
Not at all. And good for Ashmal, honestly, because he was already talking about trying to get out of this on the show.
On the show. Like, yeah. I think it's like he knew it was unhealthy the way that they would engage with each other. But mm-hmm. having a third person in the relationship to confirm, like, oh, this is a mess. And yeah. he's like, you know what? You're right. Like, this is a mess.
Yeah. I honestly think I knew that this really wasn't going to last when Ashmal said he hated Ramon's cast.
That part when he was like, I've been trying to get him to give the cats to his ex. I was like, oh, how have y'all been figuring out this long if you don't like his pets?
It's wild. I'm just like, guys, what are we doing here?
Because also I'm like, Ramon, also stand on business. If somebody don't like your pets, they don't like you, babes.
Kick them to the curb.
Exactly. Ashmal might be cute, but you ain't that cute. You get with me, you gotta get with my pets too.
Now I'm thinking of Love is Blind, because the way I pulled out the Spice World gif and came to freaking Jimmy.
We'll if you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Even though I've gotten with my friends.
My friends. We will be talking about that with Mimi of Big Brother 25. So just wait a second. We have to get back to this.
Yes.
But yeah, was not very surprised. We did get another update too, because I was very curious about when we're ever going to see these people again.
Oh, yeah.
Remember them?
Right.
Corey, Wilder, and Denise. They left the show. Honestly, it felt like they got fired.
They're like, you did it too right, and so now you gotta go.
Like, I can't believe that they weren't there for the finale. Like, you booked them for the season, guys. Yeah. There's a schedule. Why didn't you bring them back for the finale?
That's so interesting. It is, because I'm like, why didn't they continue to be in the house? Even if they were, because I'm like, at a certain point, Lauren and Dylan weren't swapping out Jess anymore. They're like a yeah. couple ceremonies, right, where she wasn't swapped out. So I'm like,
yeah,
they could have just kept choosing Denise.
Yeah, and like, it's not like there wasn't drama. Corey was crying every day.
Precisely.
I don't think there was a day she didn't cry.
Right.
I don't know what that was, but the update says that they're still together and traveling.
Right.
Are you surprised about that? Or how are you feeling?
I think I was a little surprised that it worked out in the real world. But, you know, I'm happy for them. They're traveling, having a good time. I think it makes sense to me in a way that it does work, because they – it doesn't seem like Corey and Wilder want like children or a super yeah. settled down life. So like, you know, they're off. It looked like a rainforest or something. They're like rafting. I don't know, but they can do stuff like that.
They can do all that white people stuff.
Right. All those white people things. And Denise is like, I'm along for the ride, because I don't know if you've seen, but Dylan and Lauren are pregnant now. Yeah. Yeah, they announced on their Instagram they're pregnant. So to me, I'm sure Jess probably wasn't at a place where she's like ready to be a part of a family like that.
Interesting. Life is wild.
It is. It is. I was also a little shocked that they announced that they were pregnant before the end of the season, because I felt like, in a way, like,
I don't
yeah.
know.
I was yeah. like, I when I saw it, like, the other week, or, yeah, last week or the other week, I was like, I don't feel like Jess is still a part of the equation
mm-hmm.
in this type of big life decision. Mm-hmm. And then, sure enough, in the update, they were like, they ended their relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
What a season. That's it for Couple to Thruple. I mean, overall, what are your thoughts on this new show?
Okay. The setup, I wasn't particularly a fan of the singles. A lot of it's like they say, like, singles who are experienced in poly dating, and it's like, no, they're not. A lot of them are not. Sanu was the most experienced. It was like Sanu, and then like John. I think Jonathan had said he'd never dated more than one person at a time. So it's like, this is like the scale of your single. Some people have never done this, and some people grew up in a household of this. So I think that was a little interesting. But that is also the fact that, like, the singles start to feel like toys or objects that couples can pick up and put down. That's a little, but I think this show is, like, really doing some, like, big cultural work around, like, normalizing non-monogamy or other ways of being in romantic relationships. It is, like normalizing queerness in a way. Like, I mean, every single relation, like, every single couple has someone in it who is not straight, you know? So it's like, it's already like a gay queer show. And then the singles are all queer. And then they brought in the super queer couple. We get to have conversations around gender identity. We get to have conversations about someone coming out and coming into themselves on the show. And it's a Black woman at that, right? So I'm just like, a lot of these little dating shows don't be having like juicy things in this way. So I loved it. Having two Black hosts as well. I'm like, I feel like Capital Thruple really did one.
Yeah, culture,
honestly.
Honestly, yes. I hope there's a second season. There's always going to be something problematic about game showing dating. So I hear you. At the beginning of this felt super icky when it came to the whole switching third thing, but there's different ways. I think it still has to be a part of it. But yeah, if they all end with them growing like this one did, I didn't leave feeling disgusted or icky. I actually left pretty much liking everyone.
Pretty much, almost, yeah. Whereas, like, usually on Love is Blind, by the time I get to the end, I'm like, I am so glad this is done. Whereas, like, this tank came to an end, and I'm like, dang, I kind of want to see more of some of these people. Like, oh.
I know. I wouldn't be mad if we got a season two and some of them came back. Like, Brittany's looking for love, guys.
Period.
Yeah.
And then, like, her and Sean could be the engaged couple, like, the more, you know, committed couple this go around. So
Totally. So, yeah, I hope it performed well. I hope you guys enjoyed us talking about it because, yeah, I really wanted to add some more Black queer voices to the whole conversation. I'm also hoping to get more interviews. Like I said, I'm working on Maximo and Ash, and I've been trying to work with getting Darian. Like, if I could get every person on this show, on this podcast, I would. Just please subscribe and stay tuned.
I saw Sanu in the comments.
Yes, I did. I immediately was like, Sanu. Sanu, if you want to come over, please let me know. But yes, everyone seems to be so cool. So, yeah, is there anything else?
It's refreshing not to have a reality dating show be so hetero. I mean, it was still pretty hetero in so many ways, but like, it was nice to have something that's just like kind of for the queers.
Yes. That's all.
Yeah.
Just that breath I just took. Fresh air.
Fresh air. We needed that. Like, the ultimatum, Queer Love gave us that. Are You the One season 8 gave us that. And, you know, it's just like, we're
kind of. But even like Ultimatum Queer Love, oh my God, that turned dark.
That turn it there were so many conversations to be had about like unhealthy, toxic, abusive relationships that came out of that. And like how we can start to like really talk about like how violence often isn't taken seriously in queer relationships by queer people themselves or by other people either.
Yep. We did do an episode of the finale of the Queer Ultimatum. So if you're interested in that, you can check that out on this channel or in this feed. But yeah, I think we're going to get another one. I heard casting has been out there. So that's also something to stay in tune with.
Wow. Would you ever do a show like this?
What do you mean do a show like this?
I mean, like, be on a show. Like, would you, Jordan, ever be looking for a third? I'm like, would y'all ever look for a third?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. Because Jordan always says that he can't do polyamory because they don't have, like, the bandwidth.
That's real. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, and I think I'm just too selfish and want all of Jordan's attention. How about you?
I would not, because I'm not into the idea of being in a throuple.
Yeah,
I'm like, I've done polyamory, I'm cool-ish with that. It is a lot of work, but like me and my partner dating the same person within our, it's too much work.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I'll instead continue working on Jordan being able to live with a dog instead.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, God. All right, Quito, where can people follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at @hello_Quito.
And I am Nicole Weaver. You can follow me at Nikki Bernice across socials, but most importantly, please follow Black by Reality across all socials. We have so much good content. I am currently covering Survivor. We did the recap of the premiere with Owen Knight of Survivor 43. The Traitors is wrapping up. It's getting very good. I'm very excited to see who will win. And I've had different reality stars guest on that. And Love is Blind is wrapping up, as Quito have already said. We've been covering it. We're having a guest this week and possibly for the finale. So couple to thruple might be done, but we're not.
Period.
So other than that, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Bye.